And welcome back to the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time to chat with my next guest. They are married singers, composers, and content creators whose original songs and covers have been viewed and streamed over a billion times. Also co-authors of a fun new book called Why Do We Sing? We are going to visit with Sam Shuey and Casey Brevis. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, Ryan.
How's it going? How are things where you are?
Oh, it's great. We're in New York right now. We're having
it's book release day, so we're having a great time finally putting this piece that we love so much out into the world.
I was going to say thank you for getting up early to do the radio tour, but then I was like, oh, they have a little one. They're probably used to getting up much earlier.
We are used to it. Yeah, no, an early morning is no problem.
Before becoming parents, we were artists sleeping in late. Now that life is no more.
You know, and there's pluses and minuses, but I found, you know, once I started having my kids that, you know what, you kind of just learn to become an early riser, and especially morning radio, it's just having fun while being tired.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You just have to figure out how to always be a tiny bit tired.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the book, and I don't know if it's early and I'm just slow, but I just realized, oh, this is your family right here on the cover. This is the two of you and your daughter and your cat.
It is.
You know, this book is so much us. It's music, it's family, it's art. And so it just made sense to kind of insert ourselves into it a little bit. And our daughter loves being herself, and especially the cat.
Yes, the cat.
How does the cat feel about it?
You know, he's very aloof. So he hasn't shared
his opinion
quite yet.
We don't have his official review, but our daughter loves it.
So tell me, obviously you're successful with your music, your streaming, your videos. So what inspired you? Let's kind of turn what we do into a book.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's becoming parents, and suddenly you are immersed in this whole new world of books and music that is so vibrant and so cool. And it just, we knew we wanted to sort of take what we've learned in the music we've done before and find a way to share that with not only our daughter, but with kids around the world.
And is that a topic, you know, because it's something, and I was talking to someone, not to name drop, but I was talking with Andy Summers of the Police about a few months ago, and just talking about that, like getting all the way back to not just where does music come from, but what kind of compels us to be a part of it. Like music just, I think, is part of human nature since the beginning. It's kind of what has sustained us culturally throughout the years.
Absolutely, and especially for us, the importance of vocal music is something that we really wanted to stress, that every culture has a singing tradition, every person is a singer. I think there's this idea in our culture now that singing is for performers and is about talent, and I think singing is so much more than that and connects people to each other and allows a way of self-expression, and there are just so many meanings and reasons for singing. And
it's the first instrument you have access to as a kid is your voice, and
right?
So it's something we want to make sure kids know. Now is the time. Have fun, you know, sing.
Yeah, and I love. And my daughter is just about to be 9, and I don't want her to start hitting the point where she's self-conscious about it, because I love her and her friends. They are just going to belt out songs no matter where they are, and I never want them to feel inhibited about it, because you can just see the pleasure and the joy.
Exactly. And seeing our daughter love the music that she loves and our family dance parties at night and our house, it's like there's such a passion that we just want to stoke that flame and encourage that.
To show kids that, you know, that's happening all over the world. That same kind of just innate love of singing is no matter where you are. Even though the music might sound different, it's all that same root of just expression.
Yeah, and the book Why Do We Sing? And of course, you're celebrating cultural diversity. And yes, and I love that you point out it's singing is not just for entertainment or attempting to, you know, be a popular singer. There is stuff that predates, you know, the written word. Singing, there are stories of cultures and histories that would not exist, but they do because people put songs to them to share the stories.
Oh yeah, they found that Babylonian lullaby on a cuneiform tablet. That,
yeah,
4,000 years old. People have always sung to their kids and to each other.
Oh yeah, and it's so special to be able to put that, encapsulate that in a little book, and hopefully, you know, open some kids' eyes to all of that possibility.
Now, I was told you guys have a guitar player standing by if you were so motivated to sing something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there's a companion album to this book, and like the book, it explores a bunch of different kinds of songs. So there's mariachi, and there's opera-inspired music, and there's Bollywood-inspired music. This is just a little clip of the lead song, also called Why Do We Sing?
Oh, great.
You can sing at home. You can sing on stage.
A solo,
duet, trio,
or a choir. Sing for fun, you can fight for change.
Sing to entertain or to inspire. There's a song for you
and a song for me.
When you're spinning them out, they can set us free. Why do we sing?
La 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 la
la la la la.
Oh, oh. Yeah,
yeah.
Why do we?
A song can do anything.
A song can do anything.
That's why we sing.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. It's been so long since we had someone sing on the show, and sounding that good over the phone, that's a particular special skill as well. You guys just nailed the dynamics.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you for letting us sing.
Absolutely. So what is it like being both, you know, partners in life and then creative collaborators? Is there a certain point where, like, you have to put your creative self aside and like, well, no, this is just family time. Let's not try to write songs. But then there's something in it that, like, it's hard not to write songs.
You're right. It's hard to find that balance and to delineate those times. I mean, we've worked together for a long time now. We met in college a cappella. We've been singing together since then, and now being parents together, it's certainly a challenge.
Yeah, if anything, I think becoming parents together allows you to become even better creative collaborators, because there's a lot of overlap in the ways you have to sort of resolve differences, make these, you know, high stakes decisions about your children or about the art. And So I think if anything, it's made us better artistic collaborators having become parents.
Is there something about singing a cappella, getting into music that way, that you found kind of unlocked another way to view music or songwriting? Because that's a very particular skill to be able to sing a cappella.
Yeah, I think when you're singing a cappella, it requires a level of connection and focus that is pretty profound. I mean, you have to, you know, trust the other people you're singing with.
Right.
And certainly in collegiate a cappella, there's an intense passion for...
Yeah, and I think it's also just great training your musical ear. You know, we both arranged for our a cappella group, and so it teaches you to understand harmony and you know, all this stuff that I think makes you a good musician in whatever genre you end up sort of landing in. And it's also, it's a ton of fun. A cappella singing, we're big proponents of it.
Because, yeah, I mean, I'm a singer-songwriter in a band, but I can hide behind an electric guitar if I'm not nailing anything. But, yeah, you are out there, and I love what you said about trust. Well, part of it, collaborating with any musicians, I think, is like you have to trust them that they're there to support you and support the song. But, yeah, a cappella is just kind of hanging it out there, and if someone's just phoning it in, a good listener is going to pick that up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It also really trains your voice too, I think, you know,
sure.
Singing in an a cappella group, you just as a muscle, you know, you're singing all the background all the time. So it's a good.
Oh, well, exactly what you said about collaboration, I think, is one of the most beautiful things about performing and music in general is connecting with other people to bring that.
And in a funny way, making music online as we have, you know, for the past decade has been an amazing way to connect to people all around the world, which we would never have been able to do before. And so, yeah, that element of connection is even still there when you're talking about, you know, digital social media music. It's the heart of it.
So you're singing, you're composing, you're content creators. You now have, you've written and illustrated the book. What's next? What haven't you conquered that you'd like to?
Well, I think we're so excited to have started in the children's space, and I think we'd love to do another book and write some more children's music in addition to everything else that we're working on.
It's just so rewarding, and especially now that the book is, you know, coming out and the music is coming out, seeing people dancing along to it or reading is there's something really profoundly special about that. So we are definitely eager to do more in addition to all the other stuff.
The new book, it's called Why Do We Sing? It is now available wherever books are sold. We've been chatting with the authors, Sam and Casey, Sam Suey, Casey Brevis, and thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for the song.
Thanks for having us.